And it's just good to be here this morning. Nobody else got a testimony or a song. We get into the Word this morning. And a little bit of reading in Galatians. First chapter. Starting the first verse, we'll read a little bit. And I do appreciate what the Lord has done for me. I appreciate the church this morning. I appreciate every one of you. Paul, an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me under the church of Galatians. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now you get this real good. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God, and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. You know, he said to Paul, the apostle, not of man, neither by man. I like that. I can remember whenever the apostle Paul was on his way to Damascus, and there was a call come ringing from the four of glory, and Jesus struck him down, and he said, Lord, who art thou? Why, he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Listen, I remember I reading about Jesus being, he told the disciples, he said, I shall be crucified. Amen. And in 3 days I will rise again. Yeah. I'm glad for that today. Amen. Let's just go on one more verse. The second chapter, the 20th verse, and it said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ live in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and give himself for me. Now I tell you what, whenever Jesus come and bled and died, he come and bled and died for me, for you, for every individual that will call upon the name of the Lord. There is no difference between the Jew, the Greek, the male or the female, the bond or free. This man called Jesus, he come and died, and in 3 days he arose again, that he might call us from outer darkness unto his marvelous light. Listen, he went all the way to the cross, brother, and he loved us enough that one day he rose from the dead, that one day he would deliver us from this present evil world which we live in. Brother, listen, the Bible said that he gave himself for me, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Brother, listen, he told the apostle Thomas one day. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. I believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, he said, there are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah.
He told Thomas, he said, I'm going away. And I will prepare a place for you. That if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Therefore I am. There you might be also, brother. But one thing he told Peter, he said, when they are converted, he said, strengthen the brethren. Brother, listen, the apostle Paul, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Listen, whenever the Lord spoke to me and called me out of darkness, listen, I was crucified. The old man is dead. Brother, listen, I live by faith. I trust in the Word of God. Listen, I'm not here. I'm not your pastor by man. Neither the way of man, but God called me. Jesus called one time, as he did many of these other boys, and said, I want you to declare the gospel. Tell them and they must repent. Tell them they must be born again.
Right.
Maybe be ready for my coming. Be ready. Listen to Nicodemus. The Bible said there was a man named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Listen, come to Jesus by night. And he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus said, you must be born again. I say unto you, you must be born again of the Spirit and of the marvelous grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, he loved us enough to give himself for us. Listen, but he said, we must be born again.
My.
We must be crucified. The old man is put away. We need to come out among the world and stand four square and net for Jesus. I remember the apostle Paul. I was on his way down to Damascus to persecute the Christians. I'm here to tell you that the devil is going to and fro persecuting the Christians today. But Jesus said, I will go with you all the way, even unto the end of the way. Jesus, he loved me enough, and he gave himself for me. Listen, that I might one day. He said to Thomas, he said, I'm not coming again. You know, I wasn't there on that glorious day with the disciples to see him take his flight. But listen, one day I will see him split the eastern sky and coming for the church. Brother, Bible said, and ever I would see him. Listen, when he left the portals of glory and come and collect his church, brother, to them that's been saved, of them that's been born again, to them that would endure affliction, of them packed up, girded up, and ready for his coming. Listen, today is the day to get ready for his coming. Many are leaving here. Oh, listen, we might die out of this world, I know that. But one day that we'll all awake from our sleep, them that were asleep in Jesus, I will awake, and they will still see him coming down. Listen, and the Bible said,
that would arise and meet him in the air. I don't believe that Jesus will ever set foot on this earth again. But he said that we would meet him in the air. And listen, the saints that's gone on, brother, I long to see one day after a while. I've got a mom and dad. I've got people related. I looked for to see, but not only them, there's friends I can remember in the days of old, how the churches I would be crowded, and the old saints, I was not ashamed to glorify the name of the Christ, that loved them and give himself for them. They were not ashamed to lift their hand to heaven, brother, and tell the world that they've been saved.
Yeah.
And we sit quietly.
Yeah.
We sit quietly. I can remember a time that the church wasn't that quiet. Listen, they begin to sing and shout the praises of God and testify to the glory of God. Listen, the Bible said, he said, I was crucified with Christ. Because that he gave himself just for me, brother, and whosoever I will call upon him, brother, listen, so often we think within ourselves, I will testify some other time, I will lift up my Lord some other time, maybe I never get here. I need to pray, but I will wait for more convenient seasons. Listen, we don't need to wait when the power of God moves up on us. We need to move out and that one under the power of the glory of God, because one day all gravity is going to turn loose and the saints is going home. I'll never be persecuted anymore. We're living. I'm glad today that I count myself worthy to be persecuted. It's a little bit. I ain't faced nothing what other brothers have faced. I don't know how they would stand. They can't stand itself being connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will help us to stand. But Paul, apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, my, listen, he had his men. He called his men and he made them a way for them to go. Listen, Paul, he was a man of authority. He was a soldier under the king. Listen, but there come a day that he humbled himself and become obedient whenever he was crucified in the flesh with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he was willing to suffer affliction with the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to that. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad today that who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Listen, we're going somewhere. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. We're going somewhere. You can't stay here. Why? It's going to pass away.
Yeah.
One of these days, it's going to melt with affirmative heat. Where are you going to be? In the great day of the Lord. But he gave himself just for us.
Right.
Gave himself for our sins. And forgive us when we repent. Day by day, whenever we're renewed, day by day, he wipes the slate clean again.
all over again, day by day. Let's stand. If you're here today, you're lost or you're out of the ark of Satan. You know today, I'm not somebody to tell anybody what they ought to do. You know what you ought to do. But he said, except we repent, we'll all likewise perish. You need to pray. Brother David sings.
318.
You come.
What a friend we have.
What a friend we have. Who gave himself for us.
When all awakened from grace to
when all awakened dead. When all awakened the grave. 3 days he arose. That he might be able to deliver us from this troubled world.
Remain to God in prayer.
You have a need today.
Oh, what peace we often
only you know. Only you know. If you need strengthening from the night you came. If you've got baggage that you're choking right now, day after day of the world, and you need to lay it down, brother, today is the day you need to get rid of her baggage and come clean with the Lord Jesus Christ. How about it?
There's
trouble. Heavy heart.
We should never be discouraged. Take
you can take
to the Lord in prayer.
And he's there and he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Preacher, you don't know what goes on in my mind. I don't know what goes on in your mind, but I can tell you what it does.
Jesus knows our every
and there's an almighty hand writing every day. One day we'll give an account
to the Lord
who returns. The Bible said, whether good or bad.
Are we weak and heavy?
Yes. So oftentimes I'm weak.
Humbered with a load of
humbered about this load of
precious Savior still.
But whenever I bring it to the Lord in prayer, he's faithful. And he will live by
it to the Lord in prayer. Do thou, Prince, despise, forsake thee. His arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find the soul of
prayer. Amen. Sing another. Praise the Lord. Amen.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the time shall be done. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saints on earth shall gather over on the other shore. And the road.